Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Robert, you there?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I got this free call over
Okay.
the internet. Well, I got two. It's called Call Home and Call Friend. And each one you get free 30 minutes long distance anywhere in the country. And then I get $10 for each call.
And they're observing and supervising our call. We're being recorded.
No, we're just being recorded.
No, I'm just kidding.
I got it through Daniel. It's University of Pennsylvania, their linguistics school. It was an English-born speaker calling another English U.S.-born speaker. I don't know what it's for, but it's free. Anyway, what you been up to?
Nothing much. Just getting ready to go out.
Are you? I'm
yeah.
trying to shortly here.
Yeah.
I left my good shirt at your dad's place.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see it. Did you leave your towel too, or did you?
That polo towel?
Yeah.
No, I grabbed that, but my red Columbia button-down, I left it. I think I left it hanging
red
on that spot.
Button-down.
Yeah, I think I just left it on that closet door in that bedroom. Remember I had it hanging up in my car?
All right, I'll get it. I'm not going to be home for a while. I'll try to go by next weekend and get it because when I come to the Georgia-Florida game.
Okay, I appreciate it.
I'll bring it back up with your scurf. We went out Monday.
Where, in Clemson?
No, here in Columbia.
Oh, okay.
We went behind Josh's boat.
Take the
What's that?
Did you do well in the scurfer again?
Actually, I did all right. I was surprised. His boat's a lot easier. The wake's not as high.
Uh-huh.
So it was a lot easier. I mean, I still can't get much air.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm much more comfortable on it now. So.
That's cool. Glad you guys can enjoy it.
Yeah, we appreciate it. He said thank you, and I say thank you, too.
Well, nothing. Yeah, you guys gave me a free ticket to the game. One of the most fun games I've been to this year.
Yeah, that was fun. I had a good time.
I mean, I just enjoy the night game and the drink and then just sitting there and being cool, you know?
Yeah, I don't like
I was a little hot-headed at first, but then I cooled down.
Of course, because y'all are pissed off at me. When are y'all not pissed off at
me? You were in a Mr. Bad mood that whole weekend.
Mr. Bad mood?
No kidding.
I wasn't in a bad mood. I was just tired. I was hurting. I wasn't in a bad mood. Easy on those kind of comments. I wasn't in a bad mood. I was just Mr. Hathaway Jones pissed me off.
Oh, that one night?
Yeah.
God, you were so pissed.
I was like, God, you're annoying. But anyway.
No one even slept in your bed. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, I found out the next morning. I was like, Jesus, Hathaway, at least you could have done it and slept in my bed.
Well, he came up there that night. You're like, no, I'm not moving. No.
No.
You're being... This is fun.
Anyway, so now that you've ripped on me enough.
Hey, you're welcome to try back. No.
But, yeah, I'm coming to the floor. Oh,
Did you get a ticket?
No. Yeah. By the way, I'm supposedly going to your house next weekend.
What for?
I have no, I talked to Beth the other night.
The Beth? The Elizabeth-like Beth?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, she was, like, telling me she was real busy during the week, and somehow we got into discussion about weekends, and I was like, and I just started just babbling. I was like, yeah, I was supposed to go to Atlanta, I think, like, not this weekend or next. I was just making it up.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, what do you want to meet? And I said, yeah, we'll meet. What about Saturday? So I'm supposedly coming to your house next weekend.
I was about to say I'll be there this weekend, but I won't be there next weekend.
So I'll just say that you canceled plans, and I'll just go straight to her house or wherever.
You slide off.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, the cat is in effect.
I'm doing actually. It's been nice.
How's this older girl working out for you, huh?
I went over there last night.
How old is this girl?
She's 25. She ain't older. Come on, easy.
You what, 23, aren't you?
Yeah, I just turned 23.
Where'd she go to school?
Well, that's interesting. She went to Tennessee and then she quit, and that's pretty much it. So I guess you could say
she's a college dropout.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's okay.
But
so what's she do?
She works at a cellular phone installation place or something.
So she's selling phones, huh?
Pretty much, yeah.
Mm.
But she's looking. I mean, I.
How'd you meet her?
Through the bank.
She come in, you hit on her?
Pretty much. she looks good. She looks real good.
I see.
I mean, I'm surprised anyway. Because there was a time there I was just kind of going out with whoever, but it was right. Nice to meet her. So anyway.
Well, Elizabeth, you'll be happy to know that you're seeing Beth again.
No, let's not say I'm seeing. I'm going. I may.
That you're meeting Beth.
I might see her not this weekend, but next weekend. I don't know.
Just
nothing's going on. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she hadn't gone out with anyone since.
She's hung up on you.
I said, "Who? No, I don't think so. No. I was like, who have you gone out with? And well, I didn't really just come out and say that. And she just pretty much told me, she's like, well, I've gone out with a couple people here and there, but nothing very long at all. And she's like, even when I tell my friends, my last boyfriend, I say that he's from Clemson. And I was like, geez, that's like 8 months ago or 6 months ago or something ridiculous.
She's a psycho. I'm just kidding. I'm not going.
Appreciate that, Brandon.
I just ripped on you.
All right. Now I have a psycho girlfriend, past girlfriend, ex-girlfriend. So anyway.
She's not stalking you, at least.
Yeah, that's true.
Gosh. Did you hear about Hathaway's car?
Yeah, he called me Sunday when it happened. Remember I told you?
Oh, he called?
Yeah, he called.
I didn't know that.
Sunday. Remember when you were leaving, I was like, you better follow him.
I told him I'll keep my eyes open, get right outside of Clemson.
Sure. Where was the car? Where did it break down?
I saw it on the side of the interstate. They weren't in it. You know, we were about 45 minutes behind them, because as it turned out, I went and picked her up. She was hungry, so we ran through the drive-thru, and her brother, we might have had to give a ride back to Jamie.
Uh-huh.
Had to go where he was staying or where he was going to be or something. He'd already gotten a ride, so we didn't have to worry about that. But, so we go, and I'm passing somebody. Just out of the corner of my eye, I see it, and I notice nobody's in there. I was like, damn, that was Hathaway's car, I'm pretty sure. So the next exit, I pull over, and there's like three gas stations. We're like, well, let's try this one. There's a Texaco like on the right, on that side of the road, just a little bit down. And I pull and start down, and I see Bornsch sling. I go, there they are, and I started honking, and then they came out. Had to wait forever. The tow truck came quick, but it took it forever to take the car and bring Hathaway back. Took it all the way to Anderson. He's like, three stoplights, and on the left, yeah, three stoplights, is Anderson.
Jeez.
There must be 20 miles per stoplight.
So what did, so would they have to walk to the gas station, or what?
Yeah, no, they said some girl gave him a ride.
Oh.
They couldn't believe that. She's like, okay, my dad would kill me, so y'all don't do anything to me. I mean, some girl picking up two guys, strangers, that's
probably
pretty brave.
Born, you know,
yeah.
Born. Old Guido born.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I don't know. I mean, I haven't heard anything after that. I guess they're fixing it. Same thing happened, I think. They just had fixed.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
So what are you doing this weekend? Going home?
Yeah, I'm going home tomorrow afternoon to see Matt play. It's Wheeler's homecoming.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to get new tires for my car and maybe buy a computer.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah. I mean, I was so gung ho about the computer thing. But now I'm kind of iffy. I mean, it's such a major purchase, and they become obsolete, like, the next month.
That's true.
It's just such a hard thing to buy.
That is true.
Spend almost $3,000 on a computer that next year you're going to have something way better for the same price. But
yep.
What do, you know?
But if you think you're going to use it for the next year, you might as well get it.
I hope I'd use it a lot, but I can't promise I will, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things that we're going to look, and if we see something we really like, I guess we're going to get one. But if we don't, if we just see something that, you know, we kind of like, we probably won't get it. Because they're coming out with something better than the Pentium, my dad's boss said.
Uh-huh.
So the Pentiums, I noticed the Pentium dropped $100, like, over the last week or two. So the price is going to drop. And plus, this new thing's supposed to be cheaper than Pentium. But, I mean, there's always going to be something coming out that's going to be better.
Mm.
So who knows? But we're going to look, so I'll probably come back here Saturday night, though. I hate doing it, sort of.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I just sit on my butt if I go home Saturday and sit there Saturday night. Although, Eric, you know Eric turned 21 this week.
Eric Thompson?
Skinner.
Oh, Skinner? Oh.
And they all went, and they won't go out in Buckhead, but I was also kind of thinking maybe I'd just go out with Elizabeth that night, Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's just one of those things where,
well, you should go out. celebrate his 21st birthday. Get him all shitty.
Well, they already did that once, but
I'm going to be just so hammered Saturday. It's not even funny.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Virginia.
Yeah. Cool.
Flying Saturday morning, and then
flying, like, what kind of flying? In their personal plane?
Yeah, just one of the guys I'm going with, his dad's uncle, or his dad's brother, owns a plane, and we're just flying up there, and then we're going out with his sister. I've already met his sister. His sister's so cool. And no, I haven't hit on her before you asked that. I was thinking about it. No, she's a very cute girl. She's cool. But she's going to set us up with some of her friends, and she wants us to entertain them. She's already told me that, which I like to hear. So.
She wants you to perform.
Well, I don't know about that. She just wants us to entertain them and stuff. And I was like, it's not my town that I'm coming to. It's y'all's town. But so we're going to go out Saturday night and then come back Sunday. Play golf on Sunday morning.
Cool. Yeah, I've got to do – I said I'd do this homecoming. We're having homecoming with the AGD again this year.
All right.
And I met this girl. We designed the banner today. This afternoon I met with her.
Mm-hmm.
Man, she was ugly.
Shocker. You were shocking me.
There's some girls there that look good.
Oh, there are. That's true. There's like five cute girls.
I was hoping to get a hold of one of them.
There's five out of, what, 140, though?
Yeah.
So it's almost slim to none to get one of those cute girls. But
man, I didn't get one yet. So, on top of that, so I've got, like, Sunday, work on all that. It's going to be a busy week next week. I had a test today. I studied last night.
And then you got to prepare for me coming down to your house next weekend. So.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, I'm going to see if I can get my parents tickets to the game so they can come up on Saturday.
Well, I hope someone's going to try to get me tickets. If they don't, then
what, for Florida?
Yeah, I've already told Hathaway, and I kind of doubt that he'll come through. Kathy, who knows people, they're trying to get us tickets.
I think as far as student ways go, you're going to have to hit somebody that might just write regular tickets and on some just odd chance they're going to get them, because I've had like 10 people ask me, and there's just none. I mean, people are buying other people's whole season tickets for that one ticket.
Jeez.
I mean, it's so insane this year.
So I should probably just come down there and just pay $30.
Yeah, I mean, if you could pay $30, because you could use your student ID if some odd chance, you know, because they can't get as much for a student ticket.
They still don't have that magnetic strip yet, have they?
No, they didn't even check. They hadn't checked for one game yet, even looked at the IDs.
Yeah.
So I think you're good. I mean, you can still buy a student ticket, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And you know how the scalpers and them never want those. And I mean, you may end up paying like $20 or more.
Hold on
but,
1 second, all right?
All right.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. But, I mean, at most, you know, a regular season ticket's $20, so even with that markup.
I might just do that. But, yeah, I'm going to come up there with Kathy, and I think we're just going to come up there Friday night, and then I'll just stay with you if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
So, and then I'll go home Sunday.
Yeah, that's cool. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, that'll be a fun weekend.
Yeah.
I just can't go out Thursday night and then try to go out Friday night and go out Saturday night because, God, this past weekend killed me. I mean, you should see me Sunday. I was just hurting. I'm getting 3 hours Thursday. I got a lot of sleep Friday night. But I drank, and that's what killed me.
Uh-huh.
And then Saturday night, drinking more.
Jeez. I know. That weekend would be cool. I was going to say something else about that.
What?
The only other chance with your Florida ticket, which is just a remote chance, is for some reason people around the fraternity house lately, I mean, you always kind of get this, but when Joe turns in all the tickets, sometimes people get screwed, but last 2 games, just because Georgia, I mean, this game had died, it happened, but nobody wanted to go, we had extra tickets.
The only thing I can rely on is someone's going to get so drunk and just not want to go to the game.
Yeah. But another thing is, that I don't even want to do, but they're talking about having to do, is go way before kickoff to get our seats. Because you know how, I mean, past game, Alabama, I mean, we couldn't even get near our section. I mean, we kicked people out and everything, but you know our section didn't even hold all our brothers, their dates.
Well, I just want to go see Florida. I want to see the top-ranked team in the country, pretty much. Pretty much, sir.
I just want to go for the party.
Yeah, that's a good point.
See, I hate having to go to a game an hour before kickoff. And what you do is sit there, because even if you get some alcohol in there, which we know is a lot more difficult than Clemson, you know,
okay.
You saw we ran through the bottle on a regular game.
You're pitiful.
Huh?
Pitiful sneaking that stuff in, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was fine, because mine fit fine, because I got the small bottle.
The small bottle fit fine on my ankle, too, and I got that big daddy. It just kept sagging and
there
sagging.
There were times when I tried to put it down my pants. It kept on slipping. It kept on slipping down through my pants.
Where do you think I should slip one in?
You have to get plastic bags, I guess.
Where do you just tape it around your... Where
get
you
a girl that has a dress would be your best bet.
Well, I tried it. Elizabeth wouldn't do it the other day.
All right, if you don't...
Well, actually, I've never really tried. I told her once she was doing it. She
just make sure she doesn't let it bust. That would suck for her. It would bust like halfway through the game before y'all even used it. That's happened to a lot of girls.
I just get the traveler and...
You could tape it around your ankle, a plastic bag around your ankle underneath pants so easily. That is easy.
It seems like a plastic bag would just flop, or you just kind of just put a little bit in there so it's kind of flat.
Or, and then when even, especially if it's a little cold, you know, you can wear a windbreaker. That's easy. There's so many pockets, and they're not going to check your jacket. I've never seen them check. But I haven't seen the Georgia football game cold anyway, though.
No, uh-uh. I've heard the Florida game's at 12:30 now.
Oh, jeez.
We just never have a freaking night game.
I guess nobody wanted to pick it up on TV.
No, I mean, that's why it is on TV. It was supposed to be at 1. Someone said now it's at 12:30 because someone picked it up.
Huh.
So I don't know what's up with that. Not too up with that kind of stuff.
Not too up. Well, I got to go. I'm supposed to meet some people at 10:20. Got to go. And you know me, I don't want to be late because I'm never late.
Oh, Kevin forbid being late.
I'm never late.
Never.
Never.
Oh, guess what? Did I tell you how, remember how Stewart's car, her brother's car, was all fucked up?
Uh-huh.
It wasn't the transmission, it was the gas gauge. It was out of gas.
Yeah, that would make it kind of fucked up.
Yeah. Okay.
Alrighty.
Well, I'll let you go. Please grab that shirt if you would. Thank you.
I will.
Thank your dad again for the
I'll
ticket.
I'll do that. And thanks again for coming, and I'll see you Georgia, Florida for sure. And
yeah, give me a call before that. What is that? That's only 2 weeks away,
yeah,
isn't
it? Yeah, that's only 2 weeks away. Yeah, I'll call you next week or something.
Give me a call. You know, we're having the, you know what's going on.
Well, I really don't. I'll find out then. So.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Alright, I'll talk to you then.
Alright, bye.
Bye.